Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Christ.
Next time you're going to get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Because I like to get lubed up before I get...
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
Keep going.
Hurry up.
God damn it.
Damn it, mommy.
Nobody knows and nobody cares.
This is a typical Nobody's not listening. Another podcast opening where it's just the two of us rambling about shit. And it's kind of a big day because our favorite game, the expansion, has finally dropped. And when you showed up, I was in the
I knew you were. I knew you were going to do it, too. I was like, fucking douche.
I almost wasn't, though.
I was going to...
My internet crashed
hard. Oh, man.
Like, I was on the phone with Comcast, and they couldn't do shit.
Oh, man.
It was a computer issue.
Yeah.
So I finally just did a hard reboot in that I just turned off the
power strip.
The power.
Yeah.
And then turned it back on. Internet's back up. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But
I hate when that stuff happens.
I'm still having problems with my Xbox One. It's not connecting to the Destiny servers.
Huh. See, that I think is an issue with Destiny.
Yeah, it is.
Because I know sometimes they'll be down. And I know they said, were you trying to get on before 10 o'clock or at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Because they said before 10 they were going to have some, potentially have some issues with connectivity.
Yeah, I was trying at like 7 this morning.
Yeah.
Can I just remark about, you can't hear it because you don't have headphones on, but
how much better we sound
so sexy right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not another podcast coming at you.
After dark.
We're watching you sleep right now. Bryce is in your panty drawer.
We're creepy. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of a big day. So House of Wolves dropped today, but also Cold Chamber's new album Rivals dropped today, and I am so excited for that. I'm a huge Cold Chamber fan, and the fact that they're back together, I was
Isn't
super psyched for.
Isn't that a Nazi cover band?
No. Have you never heard Cold Chamber? You know Devil Driver, right?
Yeah.
It's the lead singer of that band's original band.
Ah.
And it's...
pretty awesome.
If it wasn't for Cold Chamber, Devil Driver would not even be close to what they are.
Yeah.
So, if you like Devil Driver, you'll probably like Cold Chamber.
I like screwdrivers.
I'm just guessing.
They're useful.
Speaking of screwdrivers, have you ever watched Doctor Who?
No.
I just started watching it, and it's actually a pretty good goddamn show.
I heard it's really
good. I am so late to the party on this, because it's just like, it seems so stupid to me.
Yeah.
But I Netflix brought on, like, highlight episodes from the first 18 seasons of the show.
That show's been on for a long
time. Since 1963.
Jeez.
So I watched some shows from the very first season,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, had 42 episodes.
Holy shit. There was what was I watching?
Here's the thing. They look surprisingly modern. They look like they could have been filmed today.
Yeah.
Just done in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stunning.
Yeah.
How crystal clear it is. I don't know if they were restored or
Probably.
Anything like that.
I'm sure they were remastered or
they
something.
They look so good, though. And it was like, okay, so we watched it. It was like, it's not bad, you know. And then we started watching, like, some stuff from the next season. That was just uber cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, it was clearly, like, in the height of, like, the 60s and the peace and love, man.
Yeah,
there's a Scottish
man.
Guy in, like, a kilt. But it's just so cheesy. And then the girl is, like, in, like, a unitard, a sparkly unitard that is so tight you can tell, like, what
January
time of the month it is, you know? I mean, it's really bad. It,
you
like, goes
her,
right up the crack of
her ass.
You can
tell her temperature rectally.
Yeah, yeah. So we stopped watching that. Well, let's go to, like, the reboot. Because, like, they kind of stopped, like, early 90s, I think. And then they didn't do any more until, like, 2005.
Yeah.
So we jumped to the newer ones. And they were so good.
Yeah.
And now the problem is I can only watch them with my wife.
Yeah.
Much like you and
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Which we will get to.
Yes.
We've got to catch up on
it. My wife and I have an agreement that we won't watch it without each other because it's a show we really enjoy watching.
Yeah. And that's what Doctor Who has turned in for my wife and I. And but I got to tell you, it's really difficult not to...
spoil it.
Just jump on and watch a few episodes. Because I know...
Trust
one,
me, I know. I have the easiest access to Game of Thrones... possible.
Oh, Jesus. Don't watch it. She might listen to this and find out.
Yeah, I know. Right there. Right in the middle of the screen. All I have to do is push that button.
Yeah, that's, you know, honestly, that episode, the episode you haven't seen, is surprisingly boring until the end.
Yeah.
Like, the first half is just like...
a feeling it's kind of like, not necessarily the exact same, but like a Red Wedding, just shock, just holy shit, all this stuff happens. I don't want to know.
It's not, but Red Wedding level.
But I heard some shit went down.
Some shit went down, yeah. And there's kind of a backlash.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people jumping off of Game of Thrones now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw an article.
I saw an article that asked if this episode went too far. And I'm like, it's Game of Thrones. The whole show goes too far.
The show went too far on episode one.
Yeah.
So,
if Martin's writing it, it's too far. But
see, I don't know. I don't know if it went too far. It's a show. I kind of lean towards that it did.
Yeah.
But according to some of the stuff I read, that scene in the book went farther.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It'll depend on where the rest of the season goes.
Yeah.
Because we're now like over halfway through the season. Because there's only 10 episodes.
Yep.
I guess we're just going to jump into Game of Thrones right here.
Yeah, I hear we're almost out of source material too.
Yeah, the
book that this season is on is, I think they're towards the end of the book.
Yeah, so it's supposed to start diverting.
Yeah.
But my understanding is Martin has provided,
storyboard
almost.
I think he's pretty much told them exactly what's going to happen and how the whole thing's going to end. In case something happens to him, they can finish the show. But I think he's almost done with the next book.
No. He actually had to step off as a writer for the show because he was helping to write the shows. He had to step off writing for the show.
To work on the book.
To focus solely. He's taking all of 2015 to focus on the book.
It was supposed
to come out this year.
I hope he writes both of them at the same time.
It might be why he's taking so long.
Those type of books I've seen tend to be really good. There was a series that I was reading called Night Angel Trilogy.
Oh, I love that trilogy.
And the author, you could tell that all three books were written
consecutively.
At once.
Yeah,
because they came out in October, November, December of the same year.
Well, you know what might have happened was he wrote the entire story. And
I think
then
that's what they did
it.
And cut it.
Yeah,
yeah. But God, I love that series. That was a really
well. That's
good
what
one.
Happened with the Aragorn series.
Yeah.
The last book, it was supposed to be a trilogy, but he was in the middle, and we're talking like a 15-year-old kid wrote that series. The first book came out, he was 15. So, but he was writing the third book, and it was supposed to complete it, but he was like halfway through and realized...
this is too long.
This is way too long. So he took what he had finished, submitted it to his editor, went back and forth to clean it all up, and by the time that book came out, he was halfway through... the final book, which turned out to be the fourth book.
Yeah.
And that series was really strong. The movie was terrible.
The movie wasn't that great. I haven't read the books, but I hear they're really good.
The books are really, really good. I highly recommend them.
The
world weaving is amazing.
The King Killer Chronicles. Trilogy? Chronicles. I don't know if it's going to be more than three.
Well, it's Chronicles. Three.
Just to be safe.
Just call it Chronicles.
I think it's a trilogy, though. I think he's only doing three books, but... I let you borrow the first one, and it didn't grab you enough.
Yeah.
But if you can get through the first little bit of it, and especially into the second book, it is amazing how he writes that character.
Yeah. I love reading, and I love reading fantasy world stuff, wizards and dragons and stuff. That stuff draws me in. I like sci-fi, but I like it in the movies because I like the visuals.
Yeah.
But
I like old-timey style, like, fantasy.
Yeah.
Swords and
I really
magic
love sword and sandal
dragons.
Kind of. Yeah. For my reading material.
Me too.
Because for me, it's easier to imagine that stuff. But you get into a sci-fi where they're describing robots and stuff, it's hard.
Yeah. I would much rather watch that on a show.
Yeah. Unless it's like Star Wars, because you know that stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you hear the rumor of who potentially will be playing Peter Parker Spider-Man?
No, please tell me it's not Tobey Maguire.
It is not Tobey Maguire.
Thank God.
Did you see Ender's Game?
Oh, that kid?
The kid, yeah. He might potentially be. I don't think he's the worst choice, but he's definitely not my first choice to play Peter Parker or
Spider-Man. No, he wouldn't be my first choice either, but you know what?
I think he could do a good job.
It would depend on the script.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen what he looks like. I know he's grown since Ender's Game. As long as he's scrawny.
He's got to be scrawny. He's scrawny and kind of tall.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah, he's definitely got the physical features of what Peter Parker should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's all going to come down to the writing and how he acts out the character.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
That's the rumor as of a couple days ago, was he was potentially being tapped to play Spider-Man.
I could be on board with that, but I, you know...
Better than Tobey Maguire.
Anything is better than Tobey Maguire. Yeah, I'd want to see... I think I'd want to see screenshots of him before I decided one way or the other. You know, see, that's the thing. You know, we as viewers and stuff, I mean, we hear all these things or this person's being tapped to play this, and that's all fine and good. You know the acting prowess of said people, but I want to see him in the costume.
Yeah.
Before I go, yeah, because I was really against Ben Affleck as Batman.
Until you saw the trailer.
Yeah, and now I'm like, okay.
It could be good, yeah. I agree. I was all against it. I was like, this looks like it's going to be a freaking turd. But after seeing the trailer, there looks like there could be promise to this
movie. I still think that they're making mistakes.
Yeah, they're rushing it. They're rushing the Justice League because they're trying to catch up with Marvel.
Yeah.
But what they need to do is establish the characters and then go into the
Justice
League.
No, what DC needs to do? It needs to focus on its television stuff because, hands down, their television stuff has been good.
Yeah.
We've had Arrow, 3 seasons in. Okay, I will say the 3rd season of Arrow was really weak, and the ending was just like, we need to just finish this.
Yeah.
It was, number one, they put a Batman villain as Green Arrow's villain.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
The season was strong until about halfway through.
Yeah.
And then it just fell apart. And with every episode, I was like, until the last episode, I was like, okay, we had some resolution, but overall, it was a really weak tie-up to what turned out to be a really weak season.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful that next season they will improve and be back up to the quality that they were with season 2. Season 2 was fantastic.
I heard they were going to do some more crossover with Flash.
They will, and there's the new show Legends of Tomorrow that has people we've been introduced from both Flash and Arrow, and at least the first episode is going to have both Flash and Arrow on. Which means that, of course, Arrow's coming back because they're going to, you know, they're going to have to draw him back. The question is, how do they draw him? Because he basically gave up being the Arrow.
Yeah.
You know, he finished all this stuff. You know, they kind of set up that there's other superheroes to take his place. So he went off to have a life. And you can't fault him for that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he'd basically given up everything. He'd lost so much and... You know, I'm cool with that. He gets the girl. The hero gets the girl. So it was like, okay, I can go with that. But that left... It was just a weak wrap-up. You know, it was kind of a slap in the face for a season that was really disappointing. Especially following season 2, which was intense from the word go.
Yeah.
You know? So, we'll see. Now, Flash is now the highest-rated show on the CW network ever.
Nice.
So, and they've got one more episode. The final episode for the season is tonight. I've heard some stuff about next season. I'm hoping it's not true. But we'll see. I really like the guy who plays Flash. I like the casting. I have some hopes about some relationships I'd like to see happen, but we'll see. There's characters I'd like to see get together.
Yeah.
Maybe they will, maybe they won't, who knows.
Trying to pull up a list of...
But next season, so we've got Flash and Arrow coming back. We've got Legends of Tomorrow, which I think will be on CW next season. So there's 3 DC properties, and CBS has Supergirl, which they're tying in with the Arrow Flash universe.
But they won't do a crossover.
No, they won't because it's different networks.
Yeah, CBS.
But
CBS said that they're not going to.
From what I understand, there will be mentions.
Yeah.
Just like they do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they tie it into the movie universe, all the shows are taking place in the same universe.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm totally cool with that. And here's the thing. The reason I say that DC needs to focus on its television properties more than its movies is that it's, historically speaking, their movies have not been as successful as Marvel's.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions.
Did you hear Avengers made over $1 billion?
Oh, my God,
in
yeah.
Like, was it 2 or 3 weeks?
2 or 3 weeks, yeah. Yeah. All that money you're spending on movies, all the mistakes you're making in movies, just have them on TV shows. There is innumerable networks that you can get different shows on.
Yeah.
They don't have to all be on CW or CBS. Put one on TNT. Put Aquaman.
Put that on Lifetime.
Yeah. Put it on the O Network.
Yeah.
But put together a Wonder Woman series.
Yeah.
You know? I'm willing to bet that once Supergirl goes...
if it does well.
We might see a Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Because they've been throwing around Wonder Woman for years.
They've been trying to get her off the ground
for
years,
and
they just
keep
screwing it up.
Movie, TV show, no one will greenlight it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of that, I think, stems from the Wonder Woman in the 70s.
Yeah.
That show was so good, and the actress, Linda Carter, was so good that I think they're afraid.
That nothing will live up to it.
Yeah. You know, well, it's like we had Smallville for a while.
Yeah.
And that went 10 seasons, and that's about 6 seasons too long. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Smallville should have ended when Clark Kent graduated from high school.
Yeah.
Especially since they drug it on for another 6 years, and you never saw him fly.
Yeah.
You never saw him do any of the stuff that we wanted
that Superman
to see from
do.
Superman.
Yeah.
And... you know, that's all fine and good, but it was like it was getting so boring.
Stagnant.
They had freaking Doomsday on there.
Yeah.
And Superman still didn't fly.
Yeah.
You know? He could do everything Superman could do, but we never saw the suit and we never saw him fly. And it was like bullshit.
So he's like neutered man.
Yeah, he really was. By the end of that series, you wanted it to be over. You know?
Yeah.
So
we were just begging.
I think the mistake that they made...
Finish him!
The mistake
Fatality.
They made with Smallville was just carrying on too long. And that's because they were neutering Superman. If they had let him be Superman and just made it, you know, Smallville, the Superboy Chronicles, you know? And there was a Superboy TV show.
Yeah.
That was... it didn't do so well, but, you know, they could have... you know, redone it with Smallville and had it be okay, you know?
Yeah.
The problem was that they even had Zod on a series.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and again, Superman still couldn't fly.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They had...
I think we're going to call this episode Superman is
neutered. I kind of stopped watching after, I think, season... I stopped for like 4 years or something, but I remember seeing... the guy that plays Starkiller from Star Wars
on
some of the episodes. I can't remember who he played.
Yeah, I can't remember.
He was
either.
A boyfriend of somebody, I think.
He might have been... No, that was Brian Austin Green.
I can't remember. I think he was...
He was a villain. He ended up being
a
villain.
Yeah, he ended up like getting taken over or something or something.
I can't remember. It's been so long. But yeah, if you're late to the game and you start watching Smallville, just watch to season 4 and then stop.
Yeah.
Because the rest of it is just not worth it.
Yeah.
The moment they introduce Lois Lane, it's over.
Yeah.
Which was season 4.
Yeah.
But it was like, you got to follow it through because they all graduate high school.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know? So, whatever. But these new shows, the heroes actually have their powers, you know?
Yeah.
So you can those so long as the writing stays good and they don't get too crazy, which Flash already did because they had Gorilla Grodd, which is the dumbest villain in all of comics. I'm saying right now, Gorilla Grodd, the dumbest villain. And DC doesn't have great villains.
Yeah,
they've got great heroes, but not great villains.
Yeah,
they've got Captain Cold. which is basically just Mr.
He
Freeze.
He gives everybody the flu. He doesn't wash his hand after he uses the bathroom.
He comes in a room, everyone gets the sniffles.
Yeah. That's just his smell. His stench.
DC has a bad habit of repeating villains. Because Batman has Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Flash has Captain Cold.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of stuff like that. The Batman has the Riddler and the Joker.
Yeah.
Flash has the Trickster.
I feel like they should have just crossed the character over.
They did.
No, but they should have just left the character.
I don't, you know.
So the major networks have started cutting the shows for next year.
Oh, what are the cuts?
The obituaries. So we have.
Please tell me Jane the Virgin is dead.
I
you can't have a show called Jane the Virgin when the Virgin had a baby.
I know. It was God's will.
Please tell me iZombie is going away, because that show is...
That got renewed.
Oh.
I do know that for a fact. Let's see. So we have About a Boy. A lot of these I haven't watched, because
yeah.
I don't think anybody's watched them, which is why they're canceled. Allegiance. A to Z. Backstorm, which was actually filmed here in Oregon. I think it was in Portland.
Oh,
with,
that sucks.
With Rainn Wilson. Vancouver.
We're getting word that it was filmed in Vancouver, BC.
It was supposed to be set here, wasn't it? Yeah, it was supposed to be set in Oregon. But.
Interesting side note, since we're talking Oregon here. If you watch on The Flash, some of the establishing shots of what is Central City,
Oregon,
is Portland.
Nice.
Yeah.
They wanted to film in Portland.
Yeah.
They just couldn't fund it.
They had wanted to
film in Portland. They just couldn't fund it.
If you're going to talk on the mic, because no one can hear, because these mics are awesome. And I'm getting the head pat. Damn it.
We have Bad Judge, Battle Creek, which I didn't think would last. That was
Josh Duhamel show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the guy that plays Mayhem from the Allstate commercials. Constantine.
That's kind of sad. I didn't get a chance to watch that.
I didn't either. Supposedly there are other outlets that have some interest in possibly bringing
it going.
I think
Netflix is probably one of them.
Yeah. Kind of like TBS did with American Dad.
Yeah.
So
Constantine
it,
isn't
so.
Dead yet.
Yeah. There's some interest in buying it. I don't know what the fuck that one is. Cristela.
CSI got canceled finally.
CSI was canceled.
Not canceled. They get one final
season.
They're doing a TV
movie in September. And they're going to have all the original cast back on it.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Minus the people who are dead.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, well, you could bring back the dead. Yeah. It could be flashbacks.
Zombie work. Too soon.
That's the mystery that the CSIs are trying to solve.
Who brought work back to life?
You realize now that with I'm going to say this on the air, with this setup, we can actually do some of those radio dramas we were talking
we're
about.
Going to.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. The Following.
That's the Kevin Bacon one.
Yeah.
Oh, that
The first
sucks.
Season looked interesting, but I heard it just kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah, Arrow better be careful or it's going to get canceled.
Forever. Glee.
Oh, Forever got canceled?
Yep.
My wife liked that show.
Grease Point. Heart of Dixie.
Glee got canceled?
Yep.
There is a God.
Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie I'm a little sad about.
I never watched it.
Kind of a cool little drama.
Marry Me, The McCarthys, which looked terrible. The Mentalist, which
the
I didn't
McCarthys
even know
didn't
still
even
on.
Make it through the
yeah,
season.
They, I think they
Mentalist,
played a couple episodes.
I hope they wrap that up. I hope it didn't just get canceled. I hope they actually wrap that up.
They decided that the 7th season will be the last, so I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so they're going to get one more season.
There's talk it possibly may move to a new home as well.
Okay.
So a lot
Mentalist
of these,
is okay, but they kind of wrapped up
we didn't,
a few seasons
I,
ago.
I used to watch it, uh-huh. and I just kind of fell off, and then I saw no previews for it, so I figured it was off the air.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still doing it. But a lot of the ones that got canceled that were good look like they have the potential that other places are shopping around to pick
them up. Well, and there's also, because CSI CSI, from what I saw, was supposed to get the next season coming up is its last season, and they wrap it up with that movie.
Yeah. No, but it's this season was the last one, and they're doing the movie in September to wrap it up.
Okay.
So it's done until the movie in September.
So some of these shows I knew were wrapping up.
Yeah.
So they're not canceled so much as they're just ending.
Yeah. Some of them were
so,
kind
and
of
I think
surprised.
That's probably what's happening with Mentalist. They probably wrapped up.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't either. The Messengers.
Okay, so that has barely started.
Yeah.
That's on CW.
Yep.
And I remember seeing commercials for it, and it's already canceled.
Yep.
McCarthy's was only on for like a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And it just...
The Millers, Maloney, which
yeah, I
know
saw, the Millers got canceled like mid-season.
I saw Maloney getting canceled
Maloney?
Right away. It's
yeah,
it's about gonna... yeah the two comedians.
No one cares.
One Big Happy, which
yeah,
was
don't even
yeah.
care. I didn't even know Parenthood was still on.
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec got canceled.
Yeah, I think they were planning on ending. I think they had a good idea
okay,
that they
that,
were going to end.
Be, yeah.
So
they ended it.
Yeah. Red Band Society, Resurrection, Revenge, Selfie.
Revenge might have been wrapping up. I don't think that show was supposed to be on
more than a season.
Yeah.
No, I think it was
there
supposed
was a
to
lot
go
of buzz
a few seasons, but
the
not.
First, the first season I know was really popular.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I it just kind of went
My hope
out.
Is that they wrapped up.
Yeah. Selfie, Stalker... State of Affairs.
Stalker's already gone?
Yeah. Two and a Half Men, which we already knew.
Yeah, thank God for that.
And Utopia. Got some more. They added some more, so it's now on to page two.
Just in the context of this conversation.
Oh, these are safe. These are ones that have been renewed. American Idol is ending as well.
Yes.
Thank God. Finally.
Finally, if you want to become a musician, you have to do it the hard way.
Oh, we had this discussion with Samantha. Now we just need to get Gordon Ramsay off air.
See, I think she's wrong. I like Gordon Ramsay.
I hate him. Dude. She likes him too.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I hate him.
That's because you're just a hateful person.
He's a douche.
Well, yeah. That's
douchey,
why I like
douchey, douchey.
Did you ever watch Kitchen Nightmares? Not his cooking show, but where he goes and saves
I
restaurants.
I saw a little bit of one of those, and I think that would probably be a better show for him.
That show is
or
really good.
For viewers.
You can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And some of the restaurants that he goes to, I wouldn't mind going to and seeing after.
Yeah.
But some of the messes that he
just
comes
disgusting.
Into.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you're like with him. It's like, yeah, Gordon Ramsay, tell that bitch.
Wait, American Idol's been renewed? I thought they were done.
No, they're supposed to be done.
Why does it say renewed?
Next season, I think it's supposed to be
renewed. Oh, they
yeah,
have,
yeah, they get
okay,
one
this,
season.
This,
yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Oh, that scared me.
American Idol, the final season.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I love that show. It's so funny.
What else is
it
getting renewed?
CSI Cyber, Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I knew that one got renewed. I knew
Law
Scorpion
SVU.
Got renewed. There's always going to be a Law and Order.
Yeah. It's been going for, what, like 20, almost 30 years?
Yeah.
They're going to figure something out. Because they go off of current events, too. A lot of the new stuff has been
There's
what's
always
going on
crime,
in the news.
So there can always be
yeah.
A Law and Order.
Family Guy, The Flash.
Yes. Family Guy.
Goldberg's The Good Wife. Gotham.
Wait, the Goldberg's got renewed? That show is awful.
Yeah. Grey's Anatomy, which I figured would end.
I thought Grey's was supposed to end.
No, they just had
it. It's like every season, it's like they promote it like it's the
it's
last
on,
season.
It's on its, I think they plan that they're not going to make it, but I think they have a huge following still.
Oh, my God.
But I know they pissed off a lot of people when they killed one of the characters.
Yeah. Good. Because maybe they'll stop and that'll go away.
Yeah. Your favorite, iZombie.
Ugh, fuck that show.
How to Get Away with Murder.
iZombie is a complete...
Jane the Virgin got renewed.
Jesus.
Just for you.
Did you ever see the show... Oh, I'm totally blanking on the name now. God
Who's
damn
it.
It.
What's it about?
It was Elijah
was
Dushku.
It
and it
Dollhouse?
Was... No. It was before Dollhouse.
True Calling.
True Calling. Thank you.
That was a good one. I like
that iZombie is a complete fucking ripoff of True Calling.
I like True Calling. That was a
yeah,
good show.
If you've seen True Calling, you've seen iZombie. And by the way, zombies aren't cognitive.
Yeah.
So the show just spits in the face of everything that zombie fans
love. Like Twilight?
If zombies could spit, that's what this fucking show
would do. Twilight the TV show, pretty much, but with zombies?
Yes! Except worse! If the zombies were sparkly, it would be better.
Let's throw some glitter on them.
It is fucking abhorrent. It is a crime against anyone with half a brain, which, by the way, they eat on the show. That's how this person, like in True Calling, the dead would, like, say, help me, and she would go back a day and figure out all this stuff. No, the fucking zombie who works in the morgue eats the brains and then solves the mystery of how the person died. I want to eat a bullet every time I see commercials for that show. I watched the first episode, and then I watched an episode recently. And by watched, I mean it was on while I was taking a shit.
No, I'm stuck here.
It was the worst thing.
I will say I've become spoiled because I watch everything on demand now, so I don't have to watch commercials and stuff on live TV. So
I don't mind commercials at all. For me, commercial
I don't
is...
usually either.
Commercial but, time for me is like, okay, I've got 3 minutes to
go take a leak and grab a snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's I've got at least 4 to 5 of those per show.
Yeah.
And I snack a lot, as you can tell.
I do too,
and,
don't worry.
And because of that, I shit a lot. So I'll run in, pinch off a loaf, come back just in time. Oh, I just disgusted my wife. I don't mind commercials, but when I come back and I'm seeing a commercial for iZombie, and what's really sad is the girl on that is pretty cute, and all I can think of is, you're wasting your talent!
Find a new job.
Oh, my God. I want to go on that show and put a bullet in her brain just to end the show. Because everyone
she's
knows...
a zombie, don't you have... you could decapitate her, too, to make sure that it's actually...
Yeah.
Zombie.
Yeah, they're trying to find a cure for zombieism.
Yeah, it's called a bullet to the brain.
Exactly! There's no cure for zombieism. You just kill the zombie.
Because you're rotting and you're already dead.
I guess it's based on a comic book.
Yeah.
In which case, whoever created the comic book
I thought it
needs
was
to
like
take a bullet to the head.
I'd never seen it, and I keep seeing the name, and I thought it was like a show on the Disney Channel.
It would probably be better on the probably. Disney Channel.
The Last Man on Earth got renewed, which is fucking hilarious.
Agent Carter did too.
Agent Carter.
Oh, of course Agent Carter was going to get it. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
I finally watched, like, I started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first season, and by the second episode I was done.
Yeah.
I recently watched the last 3 or 4 episodes from this last season. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is they tie in the show with the movie universe.
Because
I started watching on the episode that took place directly after Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And so you're dealing with the fallout of that. They're setting up the Inhumans movie, which comes out, I think, 2019? Something like that.
Jeez.
But they're setting that up.
Yeah.
And, I think that's pretty cool. I recently saw this cool article, and I wish I'd saved it. I'm sure I could find it again. But tells you in what order to watch all the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, I had to write out a list for one of my coworkers.
It's pretty goddamn cool.
Because
it's like you watch the first so many episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then you watch Iron Man 3, and then, like, you know. And it's like, you know what? This would probably make more sense.
Yeah.
You know? But... I don't think you need to watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to hinder your
if
movie
if you watch
experience.
The movies in order that they came out, you're fine.
You're good enough, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I think they did reverse, like, the original Captain America. Like, you're supposed to watch that first. The very first movie you should watch was Captain America.
Yeah, because technically his timeline is
yeah, you go
the
by the
earliest.
Timeline.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay... I could roll with that. But you know what? You could watch that anytime as long as you watch it before Avengers.
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I think that's interesting that someone is keeping track of this and going, you know, these episodes fall after this movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of cool. You know, if you're
so
like
you
really hardcore
show.
And
you
need
that.
You
can binge it and you can watch this many episodes and then watch the movie and then this many episodes and this movie.
See, I think they did that mostly because so the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would make sense. But yeah. They said watch all of Agent Carter right after Captain America. Watch that and then start watching the movies again.
That's funny.
Well, it's like, well, that makes sense because Agent Carter takes place after Captain America, but yeah. Way before any of the other shit does. Because Agent Carter is basically about the setup of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So, but they've already started leaking pictures for Captain America, the new one, Civil War.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I've seen so far is the cast list and all the people that's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, everyone in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Kind
of have to be.
Well, yeah, it's weird, but it's like, I'm going, well, maybe this shouldn't be a Captain America movie, but just make the Civil War movie.
Yeah.
And just call it Marvel Civil War instead of, you know, calling it Captain America. And do it in two parts so you can really do it justice. But the other thing was, yeah, Crossbones. We saw him at the end of Winter Soldier. He was the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that fought Falcon and then got all burned up. Yeah. So that's Crossbones.
Okay.
And he's like a major Captain America villain.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, there's going to be so much you don't really need a villain.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be all this stuff between heroes.
Yeah.
Superheroes fighting superheroes.
I know.
You don't need villains.
Yeah.
The villains can just kind of sit back and watch, you know, eat popcorn.
I'm wondering if they're going to do I know we talked about it a little bit. I wonder if they're actually going to do another Iron Man while he deals with what happens.
There was an announcement. I don't know how solid it is, but I did see an announcement that Downey Jr. did commit to an Iron Man 4. I don't know if that's been greenlit or not, but he did commit to it.
So
could mean that we could see him in the next Avengers. Because the Age of Ultron, they kind of set up that Iron Man was done.
Yeah.
Like, we'd seen the last of him, except he plays such an integral part in Civil War. So Civil War was supposed to be his last, but I think we might see Iron Man again in the next Avengers.
Yeah.
Which is Infinity Wars. Infinity War. So we got Civil War and then Infinity War. And then we have all these movies before Infinity War.
So it looks like Downey has said that he is not going to do Iron Man 4, but he is going to continue working in the Marvel Universe.
So he'll remain anytime they have Tony Stark, he'll be in it. But he's not going to do. They're not going to do.
They're not
going to
do a standalone. Yeah, it looks like he's not going to sign on for a standalone.
See, I kind of wish they would.
I wish he would too. And he may end up changing his mind. I mean, who knows? They might throw enough money at him that he'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's like,
just if you look, just the Iron Man movies themselves have made more than any of these other ones could have.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's doing anything
else.
Yeah, and getting the start back or the interest into this whole thing.
Iron Man really revitalized.
It revitalized
Iron Man
this whole
and Sherlock
superhero.
Holmes.
Yeah.
Revitalized his career.
Oh yeah.
Because he had like
he
nothing.
Had nothing.
You know. That's
always
possible.
Yeah, there's
they're not focusing on
script.
Iron Man though, because they're focusing on the new characters and getting up to
Infinity Wars.
The plan is for Phase 2
to
get through Infinity Wars. Once we get closer to Infinity Wars, they might announce Phase 3 and there might be Iron Man in it.
Yeah.
You know, Marvel's got its hands full with Phase 2, and we're not even halfway through it. We just started into Phase 2. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was the first in Phase 2.
Yeah.
And then Avengers. And then we have the next 5 years. We got Captain America next year. We've got Thor coming. We still have Doctor Strange, Black Panther, and Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep, Doctor Strange, Thor 3, Avengers 3. So, I mean, I know they've announced up to 2020, I think.
Yeah.
Of stuff that they have.
So we won't know anything until closer to 2019, I think. So by that time, this podcast will probably be done because we'll just
be tired of doing
just
it.
Sick and tired of
talking
comic movies.
Fuck.
But no promises. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, we might just stay on just to torture people.
Just to torture everyone. So, I mean, it's at this point, it's hard to say what they're going to do. And by that time, you know, Downey Jr. might be just too old to play Tony Stark.
Yeah.
You know? But
I know
until that time, Hugh Jackman
has one more standalone Wolverine movie.
Jackman's doing one more standalone Wolverine movie. He's not in Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know that they're putting out... oh, God damn it. The last X-Men movie. Days of Future Past. God, I kept thinking End of Days, but that's not it. Days of Future Past, they're reissuing it on DVD and Blu-ray, extended cut.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours or something long.
I'll have to look into that. That was
and
a really good
Age
movie.
Age of Ultron is probably going to have an extended cut.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
There is. The original cut was like over 3 hours.
Yeah.
They cut a lot out. And there's already talk that it's all going to be on the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Whether it's like in the movie or just deleted
like
scenes.
Deleted scenes.
I
kind of
hope they do.
I hope they do the full movie.
I really do too, because some of the stuff.
And the thing is,
from what it sounds like, played better.
With the technology, they could even just have the stuff off. You can have the option to play it as the theatrical film or the extended cut and not have it really take up more space, because what it can do is it can just pull up the deleted scene and then go back to the movie.
Yeah.
Pull up an extended scene.
They have
back to the
you
movie.
Can do
There's so much
the
stuff
option
they can
of
do
having
now.
The theatrical cut or watch an extended cut.
Yeah.
A lot of movies have the last Fast and Furious that was on DVD had
Six.
An extended cut. And a theatrical cut. I always watch the extended cut.
I usually do too.
A lot of times for me, the movie
or
plays
I'll
better
I'll
with
watch
the extended
the unrated
cut.
Or uncut.
Yeah.
Some of the time I don't see much of a difference.
Yeah, because the scenes that were added or stuff are so insignificant.
Yeah.
That unless you know exactly what it was, you can't tell.
Yeah.
So, but I always good on the thing.
Whoa there, buddy. Someone's a little sleepy.
I was up really late waiting for my House of Wolves drop.
I almost stayed up, but I read an article that said it was going to release at 10, so I was like, I'm not going to stay up.
Yeah, I got up this morning because I hadn't seen anything about it or anything. I got up this morning,
I saw
opened
yesterday.
The reef, and it was like, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe I'll do like the weeklies. There's nothing here.
Yeah, they said that there was going to be no weekly reset until the DLC
dropped. Crazy, yeah.
Which is the reason I had an idea that it wasn't going to be at 2 in the morning. And then I read an article that said they announced it'll be at 10 PST.
So. I'm curious as to why they did that. Okay, before, because we're running out of time here, I do want to talk Game of Thrones.
Yes.
We started to, and then we got off on the Marvel tangent and stuff. Okay, so you've seen the first 5 episodes.
Yep.
I've seen the first 6, so I'll stay away from 6.
We're going to say spoilers from here on out.
If you haven't watched it, you're an idiot. So if you're waiting to binge watch it at the end of the season, screw you. Get HBO Go, goddammit. Or, you know,
or
steal it off the internet.
Borrow
you know.
Somebody's.
There are ways to watch it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, you haven't watched Game of Thrones, you can turn it off now.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay, so we were
Good
left.
Day to you.
We were left at the end of the last season with Tyrion getting onto a boat after killing his father in the most epic of ways.
In the shitter with a crossbow.
With his pants around his ankles.
Hell yes.
So the season opens basically with Tyrion at the end of his journey being dumped out of a crate.
Yep.
And he's complaining
that was awesome.
About having to push his own shit through holes.
Yes.
And the other guy, the eunuch
Valerius.
Guy. Valerius. Having to scoop said shit and toss it overboard. By hand.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, that guy kind of deserved.
Yeah. I like Valerius.
He's
a very underrated character in
this
show.
He is. And that, the last two episodes, last episode of season 4 and the first episode of season 5, you really get a look at where his true loyalty is.
Yeah.
Which is to Daenerys.
Yeah. But you really see it in, what is it, episode like... 2 or 3, I think, where he talks about taking Tyrion to her.
Yeah, yeah. He's, it's almost like that character turned a new leaf.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that, because that character always struck me as there was more to him.
Yeah.
He was playing everyone.
He was good at it.
But there was more to him.
Yeah.
So I was like anxious to see it, but I like that he wasn't an in-your-face character. And still isn't. We haven't seen him since episode 2.
Yeah.
God only knows what happened to him.
I think it was episode 3.
No, it was 2. Because that was the episode that Tyrion was kidnapped by...
No.
Yeah.
Episode 3 was the one he got kidnapped.
Are you sure?
No, episode 4 was the one he got kidnapped. End of episode 3. 4 was... No, end of episode 4.
Nope.
Yeah, because they were at the brothel. Tyrion's taking a leak.
Yeah, that's at least episode 3, because episode 4, they were on the boat. Because the only time we really saw him in episode 4 was they were on the boat.
But no, episode 5 is where they go through
that
town.
That's the continuation of the boat trip.
But they didn't span it out over 3 episodes.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
It's Game of Thrones, man.
I know it's Game of Thrones.
Because one episode, they focused, and I'm pretty sure it's episode 3, they were focusing on Jon Snow. We hardly left
the
North.
That's true. That is true. Anyway.
See, that's why I think he was kidnapped in episode 2, and we didn't see what was happening to him until episode 4. And now we got to look it up because we're stupid. Either way, look, the fact of the matter is now, is it Jor-El?
Jor? Jor Mormont.
Frickin'.
Jor-El.
We're going to call him Joe. Some of the character names are just so goofy.
I know. But they're not too insane.
No, they're not, but it's just, I mean, the pronunciation is such that it's just like,
yeah,
you have to have a Valyrian tongue.
I was pissed about Barristan.
Barristan
Selmy, the old guy, the old guard with Daenerys.
Oh, he Oh, no, dude, I thought that was epic the way he went out.
It was fucking epic, but I'm pissed that he fucking got killed.
I'm just glad that... Grey Worm is
yeah, me
still
too.
Alive.
Did you know I'm he kinda... makes music? He's in a band.
Fucking Hordor is a DJ. Okay,
I know.
So it doesn't shock me at
Hodor?
All.
Hodor.
Not Hordor.
Hodor.
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 We haven't seen Bran.
I know. Like the last we saw
him
was.
I think it's going to be an epic reveal at the end of the season.
Probably.
Because I have an idea. What is
we haven't
end
seen
up
his
happening.
Younger brother for like a season
Rickon?
And a half.
I know. I want to know what was happening to Rickon too.
He's dead.
I doubt it. And the wildling woman that took him, I can't remember her name.
I just call her Nymphadora Tonks because she played Tonks in Harry Potter.
Oh jeez. But yeah, I think what's going to end up happening with Bran is he's going to be trained to use his power, and I think he's going to have to take over one of the dragons.
I would agree with that conclusion.
Because I think at the end
of the
season...
Well, we saw the Black Dragon.
Yeah.
The Black Dragon flew off on Daenerys, like kind of said goodbye and then flew off. And then we saw him
in
Valyria.
In the ruins of Valyria.
Yeah. It might be that dragon is heading north. Like he's being called by Bran?
Yeah. Because the dragons, I think, are going to be really integral to the White Walker War.
Oh, yeah.
Because you
yeah.
know they're coming.
Well, they need, in order to defeat the White Walkers, they need dragon glass.
Yeah.
How do you get dragon glass?
From dragon's fire.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's something going on, and I think that Black Dragon is being called north to a new master.
Yeah.
He knows who his mother is. Also, Daenerys is starting to gain control of the other two, the red and the green dragon.
Yeah. She's making headway. But the problem is, and this is the reason I'm most pissed with her, is she didn't work with them or spend time with them. At least they didn't show it in the show. And it was a terrible idea to lock him away.
Oh,
big
time.
It was a horrible idea.
And I think she's realizing that thanks to the guy who was killed. I can't keep names straight. But
Barristan Selmy.
I'm not going to remember that after this.
We'll get a Game of Thrones cheat sheet for you.
Was it It'll him or
scroll or the other guy that she's sleeping with?
Yeah, the guy who's
I
now her
was,
suitor.
No. The other guy. His name starts with a D, I think. I'm going to pull up a list of characters.
Thank you. That would be good. Someone told her that the the Mother of Dragons is nothing without her dragons.
Yeah.
And she kind of took that to heart and went to visit the dragons. And they were pissed. And she couldn't get through to them. But she tried again, and this time she brought offerings of food.
Yeah.
In the form of people.
Crunchy, crunchy people.
And the dragons seem to enjoy that.
Yes.
The way to your pet's heart is always to bring them a treat.
Yeah.
So, but I think that she's going to come around and gain her dragons back. She's on such a weird journey.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to happen, but so many people are starting to converge on her. Jor trying to bring Tyrion to her. I don't know what purpose that's going to serve, because basically
Dahario.
Dahario.
Is that yeah?
Dahario.
Dahario Naharis.
That's
the guy that she's sleeping with, and it was either him or Barristan that was saying. I think it was Barristan.
Well, all of that's pointless now because. Yeah. She's basically decided she's going to marry someone from that city in order to
kind of
smooth
solidify.
Over things, and it's a huge mistake.
Yeah,
and I think she knows that too, but she also knows that she has to do something.
Yeah,
because she can't fight the Sons of the Harpy or whatever it's called. Which, by the way, that was such an epic battle.
Yeah, it was.
And seeing Grey Worm like just. Dominate until he was just overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and then Barristan comes in.
Coming in and
oh my
fucking
god,
owning the dude is like 80, and he's just
he's
fucking
still just like
fools. He's just left and right.
And I was like, when that episode ended, I thought for sure that both were dead.
I knew Grey Worm wasn't going to die, at least not yet. He's too important of a character right now.
I'm hoping that he gets promoted. In Daenerys' camp.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of hoping that the love affair they've kind of set between Grey Worm and Daenerys' handmaiden, whose name I just know her now from Fast and Furious 7.
God, I wish they had the characters in order.
Of course not. She's the smoking hot, I don't even know what land she's from now. Damn you, Google.
I know. And then this list is like, the other list I found, it's just not... It's 51 pages, but I can't put them all in order. I want them on one page.
Yeah. Oh my God. Something...
Huh.
I can't talk about it.
You
haven't
seen
that episode.
God damn it.
All I'll say is Cersei is a fucking whore, and she's brilliant at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope someone stabs her right between her legs. I really do.
Oh,
she is such an abhorrent person. You have no idea. There's no pictures there.
No, I'll know the name when I see it.
Let's just call her Delilah.
No, I think it's her. Missandei.
That's it.
Yeah.
I want that love affair between Missandei and Grey Worm to bear fruit.
Yes,
I guess. And I'm hopeful that Grey Worm isn't as unsullied as we think he is. I'm sure he is, though.
I don't think he can have children, but I think he still has the tool.
Well, the tool doesn't work if they've done the surgery to make it useless.
Not necessarily.
It won't be sharpened.
The gun won't fire, but you can still load it.
No, you can't, because the clip has been taken away.
I love our analogies.
Look, he may have his penis, but he doesn't have his testes, okay, is what we're trying to say. But I'm hoping he has maybe one.
Maybe
that'll get it to half.
Maybe one was hiding.
Yeah, it might have tucked up. It might have pulled a turtle. You know, I don't know.
I want to see what happens with Arya.
That poor girl is in a cult.
She is. But she needs to learn.
God damn it, I can't talk about that.
Good. There is some stuff in the next episode.
In the next episode, good. There is, but it's not a lot.
Yeah.
There's no Daenerys. Basically, the next episode involves Cersei and all the stuff happening in King's Landing.
Yeah.
Littlefinger returns to King's Landing.
Yeah, I saw that in the preview.
But nothing.
Yeah, don't even try and explain it.
So there's that. We focus on Arya.
How do you feel about the new king?
Tommen?
Yeah.
I think he's weak. And I think everyone knows that.
He's being played.
That kid needs to step up. Especially when you see the next episode, you really want that kid to step up.
Yeah.
And he's so much of a mama's boy.
Yeah.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
What's the fucking little prince from The Vale?
Oh,
basically his little finger steps on.
Yeah. Someone with a B, I think.
Prince Fucktard. Who's 10 years old and still nursing on his mom.
Yeah. Do you remember what house that is?
It's
not Tully.
Are you sure it's not Tully?
Yeah. I think it's like a Stark offshoot.
It is. It's Ned Stark's wife's sister, who was originally married to the king.
Osha is the wildling woman that has Rickon.
Osha Tonks. I wish we'd see what was going on with them.
Yeah.
They just disappeared.
I know.
So, but we know Sansa's back in the north. She's marrying Ramsay.
Who needs to die?
Oh my God, does he? When you see the next episode, you will agree.
Yeah.
That fucker needs to die, and I'm hoping it's Sansa who does it.
Yeah.
What really pissed me off is Lady Brienne is there.
Yeah.
And fucking fully aware of what's going on, and she's doing nothing.
Yeah.
There's people loyal to Sansa there, and everyone's just
sitting back.
Nothing.
Yeah. I have an idea what's going to happen, just based on what everybody's saying,
If Ramsay lives through the season, I might be done.
Yeah.
That fucker deserves to die in the most horrible of ways. And it needs to be either Reek or Theon, if you prefer.
Yes.
Or Sansa who does it.
I think Theon's going to come back because...
After this last episode...
Yeah,
It's going to be one of the two. I know it's going to be one of the two.
He grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically his family.
Yeah.
While he's still a piece of shit.
Oh, undoubtedly. I have been waiting for Sansa to
step up
for so long.
Nut up.
And I thought for sure that this would have been the episode. And there was a moment there I was like, come on, bitch. Open your mouth. Say, fuck you. Get off my land. But she's such a fucking coward.
Yeah.
And she just...
Don't say more.
I want her to step
up. To be a Stark.
Yes. For God's sakes, be a Stark.
Be a Stark.
She keeps showing signs.
Yeah.
There's little signs. There's like, yes, finally, she's nutting up. And then she just rolls over.
Yeah.
In this case, literally.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me what I figured was
going to happen. You have no idea.
Yeah.
But when you see it, you're going to throw
I'll
things.
I'll probably be raging.
I threw things.
Yeah.
The internet is throwing things.
The internet is throwing the internet.
Oh my God, dude. I read an article. Fortunately, I saw it after the episode, but...
Yeah.
Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa...
Yeah.
...came out in defense of the scene that everyone is...
Yeah.
...you know, so up in arms about... And she said it was, you know, she spoke about it very smartly and everything. Like, she had the script and she was going to the writers like, what are you doing? And they were like, it's in the book, bitch. And she even pointed out.
It's in your contract.
She goes, at least they didn't do what was exactly in the book because that would have been even worse.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I saw what was in the book. I was like,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
So, I'm anxious for next week and I'm hoping there's some sort of resolution, but I know there won't be.
Yeah.
And the problem is there's so many storylines that it's you can only handle so much in about an hour.
Yeah.
you know.
They have to try and fit the most that they can in.
Yeah, you know, and it's better if you can watch them all together.
Yeah.
You know.
I love watching. We used to just watch the whole season in one day.
I'll watch the season, you know, as it airs as much as I can. But then when it comes out on DVD, I'll rewatch
back,
it and power through it because it's better when you do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you get to see it twice.
Yeah.
So anything you might have missed, you catch the second time.
Yep.
But it's also better to hold the through line because, you know, with 7 days between episodes, basically, you kind of forget about stuff that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll watch the previous episode before I watch the new one.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get like, or like the night before I'll watch.
Refresher.
Yeah. Just so I can kind of remember what's going on and stuff. But this show is like, it's at this point now where it's like very dangerous. It's in a very precarious position where it could lose a lot of its fans because everyone knows the source material is just about up.
Yeah.
You know, and they've contracted for another 3 seasons, 4 seasons.
I know of at least 2, but I don't know if there's more than that.
And the show is going to basically wrap up the entire thing before the books do.
Yeah.
Which has this interesting thing where at that point you can separate the show from the books because when the books come out, it's like, well, they didn't do this in the show.
Yeah.
And clearly this is what Martin had in store. My curiosity or my big question is who's going to die?
Yeah.
We're going to see someone major dying.
You know what would be the most fuck you to the fans?
Hodor?
The White Walkers win. And there's nothing left.
Epic.
How much of a fuck you and slap in the face would that be?
Oh my god, dude. They would lynch
I would
him.
Feel robbed of however many seasons.
Now, are they going to do it on the show or are they going to do it on the
Probably
book?
Probably both.
They're going to Twilight us? Is that what you're saying? They're going to 50 Shades of Grey us?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Martin.
One of my friends on Facebook posted, the only way he'll watch 50 Shades of Grey is blindfolded so he can get the full experience.
That's the name of the episode, right there. Blindfolded so you can get the full experience.
You're welcome.
And with that, I think we're going to call it good because we've got some gaming to do.
Deuces.
Next week. Since Bryce is done.
Out the door. Bye.
Next week, we're going to try and have Big Jim on because he's got some life-changing things.
I've got an idea that I'll talk to you about.
Okay. I'm going to try and I'll reach out to him this week and see if we can have him on next week. He's going through some major life-changing things, and I think it would be fun to talk to him about how that's going for him, what it means to him, and if he really knows what he's getting into. So hopefully that'll be next week. Until then, deuces.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.